Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. There was a time when millions of tricolored blackbirds flew the California skies. The red and white patches on the male's wings set them apart from more mundane blackbirds. In the last 50 years, their population has plummeted to fewer than 300,000. Now an unlikely coalition is working to save the species. Its members include farmers, environmentalists, and government wildlife agencies. KQED's Tamara Keith has more.
Tricolored blackbirds are gregarious, meaning they do everything together in very large groups. When it's time to build nests and produce young, they pick a field and build by the thousands. A few weeks ago, some 20 to 30,000 tricolored blackbirds descended on a thick patch of golden dried milk thistle at the Conaway Ranch in Yolo County. It's an expansive rice farm with a couple thousand acres set aside for bird habitat. Mike Hall, Conaway's wildlife manager, is thrilled with the visitors.
Just to be able to say you have 10% of the world's population on your property, that's pretty amazing.
But Conaway Ranch is unique. Most farmers would prefer to keep these birds away. But don't tell that to the birds, who have decided that farms are a perfect place to build nests, particularly the fields where dairy farmers grow their cattle feed. The problem is tricolored blackbirds have lost most of their natural wetland habitat. Just try to find a wetland in the arid San Joaquin Valley these days. Susan Kester with the environmental group Sustainable Conservation says the fields where cattle silage is grown have become a perilous substitute.
The birds go in and they build their nest in the silage fields, and coincidentally, the little baby birds have hatched, but they haven't begun to fly yet at the same time that the crop is ready to be harvested.
Kester is part of a coalition working to save the tricolored blackbirds. She says the timing of the harvest is unfortunate for the birds.
So what can happen is farmers can go through a field and harvest their crop, and at the same time, they're killing all these baby birds. And they do nest at high density, so they're killing huge numbers of baby birds.
Kester is quick to point out that farmers aren't the bad guys here. In some ways, they're victims of circumstance. UC Davis research associate Bob Meese travels the state studying colonies of tricolored blackbirds, and he says he's had more than one farmer tell him straight up they hate the birds.
Despite the fact that they hate the birds because they cause conflicts of various sorts with their own economic interests, they're willing to work with me as an individual and work with us, meaning the people who are, you know, actively trying to conserve the species, to try to do that.
Working with him means letting researchers onto their farms to study the birds, or not harvesting a field if tricolored blackbirds have moved in. Over the last decade, wildlife agencies and the Audubon Society have paid farmers to leave their fields unharvested. The tricolored blackbird has been nominated for the endangered species list twice. Most recently, it stayed off the list because Meese and others have made some progress in helping restore populations. Keeping the birds off the list has also inspired an unusual collaboration between farm groups, wildlife agencies, and environmentalists. They say paying farmers not to harvest is only a short-term solution. They put together a species conservation plan that includes habitat restoration and a lot of research.
Looks like they're all females.
At Conaway Ranch, Bob Meese has set up a trap to catch some of the birds so he can put identifying bands on their legs. He gets help from a volunteer, Mary Sheet.
The banders grip. This is a very gentle hold.
She slips three bands onto each bird, a metal one with a unique identifying number, plus a white one and a green one made of plastic. Meese seals the plastic bands.
And the white band means the year 2007. And the green band means Conaway Ranch.
This banding project, funded by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, is part of the conservation plan. Meese says when these birds are spotted by birders around the state, he'll get valuable data on the tricolored blackbird.
And we can get all kinds of information to try to answer questions that are of management interest. What kinds of resources do these birds require at different times of the year so that we can hopefully best manage for the long-term sustainability of the species.
If they can better know where the birds travel, what they eat, and where they like to hang out, Mies says they can make better decisions about the location and type of habitat to create in the future. Mike Green is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
I'm really hopeful, really optimistic about the future of this species, that we'll be able to conserve it without listing it as an endangered or threatened species.
The conservation plan for the species is scheduled to be signed in July.